Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Washington State Senate just passed Senate Bill 5599, allowing the state to hide children from their parents. No allegation of abuse is required, just the child's delusional desire to change the gender of their own body. The bill compels state-licensed youth shelters to act as accomplices in castrating children without their parents' knowledge, and allocates over $7 million to pay for the surgical and pharmaceutical castrations. According to this new law, if a child shows up at a youth shelter in Washington State and expresses the desire to change the gender of their body, claiming that their parents are against it, then the youth shelter is legally obligated to not notify the parents of the child's location, but rather to funnel that child into the destructive and horrific world of transgenderism, paid for by the state of Washington with taxpayer dollars. And it's not limited to Washington residences. Any young, confused, runaway child can now make their way to Washington to get castrated by the government without their parents ever being notified. The agenda to destroy Christian culture and the family was further demonstrated last month when scores of UN judges published the 8 March Principles for a Human Rights-Based Approach to Criminal Law proscribing conduct associated with sex, reproduction, drug use, HIV, homelessness, and poverty. The document states that these principles should be of immediate relevance to legislators, judges, and prosecutors at all levels. These principles include the right to abortion and transgender surgeries. They recommend the legalization of prostitution and all drug use. But the real offense is buried at the end of Principle 16, consensual sexual conduct, where it states that sexual conduct involving persons below the domestically prescribed minimum age of consent to sex may be consensual in fact, if not in law. In this context, the enforcement of criminal law should reflect the rights and capacity of persons under 18 years of age to make decisions about engaging in consensual sexual conduct and their right to be heard in matters concerning them. And the reason for this was perhaps best summarized by communist Marxist Vladimir Lenin when he said, "Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted." Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Now let's hear from one of the soldiers of this cult of death.
If you back a wild animal into a corner, they're going to become a dangerous animal. So if you want to die on that hill of yours of righteousness and moral majority, then you go right ahead. I dare you to try and stop me from going into a women's bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. I dare you to try and stop a transgender woman in my presence from using the bathroom. It will be the last mistake you ever make. This is a call to action and a call to arms to everybody within the United States that are scared, worried, have children that are transgender, lesbian, bi, or gay. This is a call to action. You need to arm up. Plain and simple. Go out, buy a gun, learn how to use it efficiently, through and through. Because
they'll probably make this guy the FBI
director. The time to act is
serious.
You need to protect yourself, and you need to protect your fellow transgender brothers and sisters and theys and thems. You need to protect the rest of us in the LGB community, as I'm going to do myself. Because there are lots of people like me who are not afraid to die. I love my girlfriends to death, but I would rather die for them to secure their safety, freedom, and future than to live and not have anything done.
This is the army of Satan.
So you go ahead. You protect your kids.
That's right. We will. We will. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, April 21st, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Well, I have cleaned the slate of guests today so I can cover all this news and take your calls. We always cover incredibly important news, but today it is particularly revealing. The enemy is coming out of its satanic closet, crawling out from under its pedophilic rock. All over the U.S., they're passing laws or set to pass laws where schools talk to children as young as 5 years old and convince them they're another sex, and then deliver them to a facility, and the parents are not told where the children are, and the police under law say, we don't know where your child is, even though they've been kidnapped. That's the next step they already have in place around the country, where they have the files, and don't tell the parents they've convinced your child to be one of these dozens of new things. Right? There's over 200 different designations that government is now pushing. Meanwhile, the UN has put out a report they've been working on for 2 years, put out by the ICJ, with over 60 judges from around the world that say it is a right to have sex with children in Section 16, and that it is a human right for children to consent to sex. Well, a child can't consent to sex. Then we have manuals from around the country. It's the same around the world, all written by the UN, that start convincing first graders that they are one of these groups, and you can see where it totally confuses them. Do you like boys? They ask a six-year-old boy. Well, yeah, they want to play with boys. They ask girls, do you like girls? Well, that means you're a lesbian. It actually says that. So when you go out to a playground when you were a kid or you have kids, children, they act the same all over the world, in Africa or Latin America or North America or Europe or Asia. You go out to a park or playground, and the little boys all mainly get together and do their things. The little girls mainly get together. Now, there's only one girl and one boy at the park, they'll play together. But if there's groups of boys and groups of girls, little boys are attracted. Like, I'm attracted to a cheeseburger. I don't want to have sex with it. But see, I'm 49 years old, and by the time I was 16 or 17, I can answer that question properly about, are you attracted to a cheeseburger? If I said yes, well, you are sexually attracted to food. That's basically what they're doing with the children. Do you like boys? Are you attracted to them? Little boys go, yeah, I want to play with little boys. Little girls, do you like little girls? Do you like girls? Are you attracted to them? Well, the word attracted just means, are you attracted to a sunset? Or am I attracted to a hunting camp in Colorado to go on horseback and hunt elk? Yes. Doesn't mean I want to have sex with the horse or sex with the men that are at the camp. But it's all word games, psychological warfare games they play. And it's all directed by the big corporations to destroy the family and annihilate civilization. So Greg Reese has put out an excellent 3.5-minute report that is devastating. Everybody should share with every parent you know. Washington to castrate minors without parental consent as UN pushes legalized pedophilia. And I'm going to go over the documents. I'm going to break it all down. And then we've got even more clips of, quote, trans activists saying they're going to shoot and kill anybody that doesn't give them access to children. Because they're persecuted. UN Advisory Group unveils legal framework to criminalize pedophilia. Jocelyn Elders in 1993 was the Surgeon General nominee. And she told Congress, and she said, yes, I believe we should masturbate six-month-old boys and girls. And that at the nurseries and then at the kindergartens, that the teachers should manually fellate the children. You're like, well, that woman's crazy. No, this is their agenda. They want a relationship with your child to politically tie them to their operation. They want to screw them up. If you caught your neighbor doing this with your son or daughter, you'd kill them. The grand jury wouldn't indict you. Catch your neighbor in the shed screwing your 7-year-old son, you're going to kill him in rage, and the grand jury's going to say, that's a crime of passion. Give the man a medal. Now we know, it's confirmed, the police in Tennessee have said they've seen the manifesto of the psycho woman that thought she was a man. Turns out she was a trans activist and hated guns, and the FBI is suppressing the manifesto because it calls for killing gun owners until we turn our guns in. Showing Christian conservatives, your kids are going to die because you won't turn your guns in. This is an army of drugged out, mind controlled psychotics. And of course, this individual's on a bunch of psychotropic drugs and was allowed to have those guns and had leftist anti-gun parents. They weren't against their daughter. All the rest of this. I mean, this is just next level, ladies and gentlemen. So I have here in my hand the UN official document, International Commission of Jurists, Advisory Panel on the Rule of Law for the UN and for signatories to the UN Charter. Now, you got to go read this for yourself. Took Rob Dew 2 hours to cover it yesterday. Did an excellent job when he filled in for Owen that's on a well-deserved vacation. But you need to go read Section 16, and we're going to be going over this for you today. But it's the whole gender cult, scramble everybody's brains, and then if you oppose it in any way, you go to jail, just like in Germany or Canada. You put a swastika on a trans flag. You're a veteran, no criminal record. They take you to jail. Stay months in jail. So, they mean business. So we're putting on screen legislation that passed Washington State saying they're going to take your children and when they identify as trans at the school, and if children say mommy doesn't like it or dad doesn't like it, they will take you to a facility and not tell you that they've kidnapped them, and they will prepare them for chemical or physical mutilation. It's not a horror movie. This is not fiction. This is the establishment wanting to take over children. One of the main bellwethers or hallmarks or signs of all the different pieces of tyranny is the system taking over the youth. Is the state removing parents from the equation. And they've decided to go with sexualization to confuse the children because they haven't hit puberty. And anyone that is crazy enough to raise children in a blue city or blue town or blue state needs to have their head examined. That's why I love our crew here. I like the Austin operation. But I have told my wife, and she agrees, that if we're able to keep the InfoWars headquarters here, we will. But I and my about-to-be-six-year-old daughter, they were unable to mess up my other children, who are almost adult or adult, we have to evacuate. I cannot raise a child in this environment, and Austin's one of the worst places. I mean, this is a damn dangerous cult. People ask, why do you live here? Well, my family helped found Texas and found what is Austin, Waterloo, previous name, and I've had family here since the 1820s. And just where I'm from. We moved to Dallas when I was a baby, but I was born in Dallas, but we moved back down here when I was in high school. But it's sad, but it's just too dangerous. And I definitely don't want to live in Los Angeles or San Francisco, and Austin is about as bad as that now. And you don't even have the incredible weather. So we just have to be honest about that. But I'm going to go over all of this today. But this cult is coming. This is their main attack. And when you read this, the legislation that passed in Washington State and is introduced all over the country, and when you read the UN saying, we're going to ask your 7-year-old if they want to have sex with men or adults, and if your 7-year-old says it, actually says it, they're going to rape your children.
If you're Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know, I don't normally air a special report twice in one show. I don't normally air it twice, period. But this report's so important. I played it in the first five. A lot of stations don't carry the first five. I want this to really sink in. I want everybody listening to go to Infowars.com and demand.video to the Gregory section. We're going to add the special report out of the live show feed today. I'll put the live show feed on screen because this is not a spectator sport. This is absolute combat with Satan coming after our children. Washington to castrate minors without parental consent as UN pushes legalized pedophilia. And it's all a unified agenda worldwide. Before I get into all this latest news, let me point you to this article from just 2.5 years ago, or 2 years ago. And you talk about a rabbit hole into hell. This was already years ago. I reported this 15 years before this ever came out, because it was already known in Germany and in Canada, that in one city alone, over 40 years, 30,000 children were placed with convicted child rapists as young as age 2 to form a new family, boys with pedophile men, girls with pedophile women, so they can be recruited to form a new civilization. Now, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking. Here's even the New Yorker magazine. The German experiment that placed foster children with pedophiles, with the approval of the government, a renowned sexologist, ran a dangerous program. How could this happen? So this article is a whitewash. It wasn't one psychiatrist, sexologist. It wasn't one city, Hamburg. It was all over the country. Hundreds of thousands of children, starting in the 60s, right into the 2000s. And then people got together and got mad, and up the victims got together. And ladies and gentlemen, when you read the confirmed reports, they put a 3-year-old in with a pedophile. The pedophile starts raping him and training him. Now they're a trained sex slave. Then they would be delivered to houses and facilities, and sometimes churches, Catholic churches, where dozens of men would gang rape the children. So they're trained by a pedophile from age 2 to 3 to be raped and to do what they're told. Then they're taken and gang raped. It's a money operation. The CIA was involved. You think Jeffrey Epstein, what you know about him, is the tip of the iceberg? It's not even one snowflake off the top. They murder children. And it's all about their selfishness, all about their power. They murder children at Little St. John Island in the Caribbean. Reports are that the boats would arrive at night. They have like slaughterhouse stations down by the ocean. Then they put the dead children in meat grinders. Little brown children kidnapped around the Caribbean, delivered to be murdered. Their favorite thing is to be raping them and slit their throat on climax. That's what a lot of British prime ministers and others do. There's one famous British prime minister who would lead the little girls in for his lunch. And they put out plastic, and then they slit the little girl's throat while the prime minister masturbated. Folks, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, okay? You wonder why they put poison in your shots. You wonder why they do all this. They murder children at lunchtime for fun. They have torture sex dungeons for Prince Charles that Jimmy Savile ran. And oh, my God. I don't even want to tell you the rest of it. Their particular thing, though, and I guess the children are lucky that they were dead already, but that they would also stand by
Savelle, and as soon as a kid died at the hospital, if they were an orphan or the parents weren't around, they'd throw them in the back of an ambulance, and then they'd take them to a party where everybody had sex with a dead kid. So, and by the way, that came out in the news, okay? The sex dungeon, the dead kids, and, you know, sometimes when the kids hit like 10 or 11 or 12, they'd try to use them to go kidnap other kids, but a lot of the kids would rebel, and so they'd famously do stuff like tie them up the street and just run over them with a truck in front of everybody, like in the middle of London. So that's who runs your government. When you wonder why they all look so evil and they act so evil, remember what John McCain's wife famously said. In fact, find the clip, guys. She said everybody knew Jeffrey Epstein was raping kids. Yeah, everybody knew, huh? You know who owns the Atlantic Monthly, right? Steve Jobs' ex-wife? Real nice person? Yeah, she likes to go to little St. John's quite a bit. So, the ultimate monsters, real monsters, exist, but they come in human form. But they're filled with a demonic energy that is not human, that lust after the blood of our children. So I just showed you mainstream news that the German government, and you follow the trail of the CIA, in an occupied country by the U.S. military. I mean, folks, I didn't even tell you half of what was described by the victims in Germany, which was confirmed. They would rape them so hard and so long that their guts would spill out their hind end. That was also done to one of the women, famously, that you know, Hillary Clinton got the guy that raped her out of jail and made jokes about how it was funny. She thought it was funny. They raped her with a broomstick so she could never have children again. I'm not going to describe what happened, but basically her uterus came out on the ground. These are nice people. Okay? So, the raping the children is the tip of the iceberg. And let me just prove this one more way. One more big way for you before I show all the documents. If someone just molest your son or daughter, they can get over it. But if someone could brainwash your son or daughter to be chemically castrated so they're stunted, so they have major health problems, so they're dwarfing, so they then have their genitals cut off, isn't that far more brutal than just raping your child? And the answer is yes. And it's everywhere put out as a right and a beautiful, wonderful thing. Yeah, this is the artwork that they published in 2007 in the Washington Post called, what was the exact headline? It was called Dangerous Art. Thousands of pieces of art in the home of Tony Podesta, top Democrat lobbyist. And we can't show you most of it here on air. The TV stations will take us off air. And I get it. We should not show you what else we have. But what looks like to be about four-year-olds and three-year-olds tied up in dungeons, and if you look carefully, well, they've been raped. And the images also are done in cartoon style, so you look like a big fat man, and then it's the image of a baby on top of it in a bed while women all stand around and watch. So these people mean business. All right? And this is a collage of different art, different things that have been out from different places. But you can actually, we're going to pull that up, guys. Pull up the actual, there's clippings of it. If you type in Tony Podesta, dangerous art, click Google Images, and then you'll see there's a scan of the, you know, like they have that Arts and Varieties page in any big paper. The big spread was, look at his house, look at his art. He's giving you a tour of the house, and that's what's on the walls. Okay, so now when we come back, the legislation to take your children, and you think your child's dead or kidnapped. No, they've kidnapped him, and they decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Al Shelves for President. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Al Shelves for President 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Al Shelves for President and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So it isn't just about special rights. It isn't just about creating a corporate-funded fad for there to be 200 genders. It's about destroying the family and setting up a system based on pedophilia. That was the German government / CIA experiment, the German experiment that placed foster children with pedophiles. Now you're like, well, that's just the German government across West Germany. The program ended after the merger of Germany, but it's now gone operational. It's not hidden now. It's out in the open. Oh, we're not pedophiles. We're transgender advocates. We're going to form a sexual identity relationship with your child and guide them sexually in their life. I mean, if you were married to somebody for, say, 5 years, you loved them, they were great, and then you have a child, and when the child's six, it's a man or woman, be the husband or the wife, and you catch him telling your son or daughter that you could be another sex, or telling him that they wanted to have sex with adults, that's okay. You'd call the police. You'd divorce that person. You'd get custody. But the schools are doing it and keeping it secret on record. That's all over the news. The manuals from Texas to Colorado, New York, Illinois, everywhere, Florida. Same thing in the UK. Same thing in Europe. Same thing where the globalists run things. Every country they run. What do child predators do? They groom the children. They form long relationships with them before they abuse. That's what the high IQ ones do. It's the low IQ ones that grab your kid out of the back of your yard or grab them when you're trying on clothes at the mall and your kid's supposed to be sitting there, and you see the videos all the time where some guy grabs by the arm and says, come with me or I'm going to hurt you. The kids get scared and go. That's what this is, but now it's done through the institutions, through psychiatry, through the psychologists, and it's all been beta tested at Boys Town. And going back decades and decades ago, they beta tested this and built an underground cult that abuses children and literally traffics in them and now makes billions off cutting their genitals off. It's a takeover program, and now it's gearing up to absolutely invade every aspect of life, not just women's sports. That's just the tip of the spear of this. That's just the group. They go, oh, they're being victimized because you don't want us to teach your children. You're causing them to commit suicide. They need access to your children. Embrace them. Make them feel good about the decision they made. And then all over the Western world, they get the autistic and Down syndrome children and tell them, you're beautiful. You're wonderful. We're going to have a party for you. You're really another sex. In fact, let's play a clip from the TV show Drag Syndrome. So I had members of Parliament on 15 years ago in the UK talking about how the majority of the children were either Down syndrome or autistic. They were targeting the schools for sterilization, and now they have TV shows promoting it. Here's the clip.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh.
How are you?
Oh, of course.
Oh, it's lovely to meet you.
Oh, my God.
So that's Sam Smith, who identifies as non-binary when he's not dancing around with women in cages as Satan. And that's what this is. It's nothing but a popularization of sterilization. There's also a big leftist fetish about is having sex with Down syndrome people, folks. It's particularly the children for a long time because they wouldn't believe or couldn't be defended. A lot of them were in institutions. So that was another thing that came out in the CIA trials here and in Germany was that the Down syndrome children were one of the favorite things of the establishment. They like to make fun of them. They like to humiliate them. They like to make it a big joke. They don't know it's a big joke. It's just there's no level of evil at which these people won't engage in. But I said I was going to play this again. And listen, listeners, there are millions of people that tune in throughout the 4 hours every day. If you'll just go to Man.Video, if you'll just go to InfoWars, if you'll just get this report we're about to play, it won't get 500,000 views. It'll get 5 million views, which means we'll reach more people, which means we'll expose this takeover. So please, go to InfoWars.com, the live show feed, and get this report that Greg Reese has put out. We'll again, put on screen the name of the report, but it's absolutely critical to get this report. Washington State legalizes kidnapping and sterilizing children without parental consent as UN pushes legalized pedophilia. And then we come back, I'm going to get directly into the actual UN report that's even worse, and we'll legalize pedophilia worldwide. Here it is.
The Washington State Senate just passed Senate Bill 5599, allowing the state to hide children from their parents. No allegation of abuse is required, just the child's delusional desire to change the gender of their own body. The bill compels state-licensed youth shelters to act as accomplices in castrating children without their parents' knowledge, and allocates over $7 million to pay for the surgical and pharmaceutical castrations. According to this new law, if a child shows up at a youth shelter in Washington state and expresses the desire to change the gender of their body, claiming that their parents are against it, then the youth shelter is legally obligated to not notify the parents of the child's location, but rather to funnel that child into the destructive and horrific world of transgenderism, paid for by the state of Washington with taxpayer dollars. And it's not limited to Washington residences. Any young, confused, runaway child can now make their way to Washington to get castrated by the government without their parents ever being notified. The agenda to destroy Christian culture and the family was further demonstrated last month when scores of UN judges published the 8 March Principles for a Human Rights-Based Approach to Criminal Law proscribing conduct associated with sex, reproduction, drug use, HIV, homelessness, and poverty. The document states that these principles should be of immediate relevance to legislators, judges, and prosecutors at all levels. These principles include the right to abortion and transgender surgeries. They recommend the legalization of prostitution and all drug use. But the real offense is buried at the end of Principle 16, consensual sexual conduct, where it states that sexual conduct involving persons below the domestically prescribed minimum age of consent to sex may be consensual in fact, if not in law. In this context, the enforcement of criminal law should reflect the rights and capacity of persons under 18 years of age to make decisions about engaging in consensual sexual conduct and their right to be heard in matters concerning them. And the reason for this was perhaps best summarized by communist Marxist Vladimir Lenin when he said, "Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted." Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Okay, so the report is on InfoWars.com. You can't really share that link anywhere. So you go to MadMaxWorld.tv. It's on the front page of the site. And that MadMaxWorld.tv link is able to be shared on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere else. Or re-upload it. Put it out however you want. Just warn the world they're coming after the children. This is a major operation. It's happening almost everywhere. God is going to destroy us if we allow this to continue. And all the people going along with it, well, I would not want to be you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There are all these popular pop and hip-hop artists that are suddenly announcing their LGBTQPXYZ, and they're literally targeting children. They have reality TV shows where they go out and target both disabled children and non-disabled children, dress them up like clowns, and induct them into the hellish world of the sex trade and more. Here is LGBT Cube performer Sam Smith, again, who likes to do his little satanic ceremonies on TV, meeting drag queens with Down syndrome. Let's play the video.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's lovely to meet you.
Oh, my God.
I'm the biggest fan of you.
Hello.
I'm the biggest fan of you. I'm the biggest fan of you.
I'm lovely to see you.
Oh,
happy to see you as we induct you to be sterilized. Oh, look, you're famous. This guy, of course, is just paid to do this.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm good now. Are you good? Yeah. I'm so... Okay. You guys look gorgeous.
Look how disingenuous this all is.
Oh, my gosh, you look amazing.
You're gorgeous. You look amazing. Dressed like a clown.
How are you? Fine.
Where is my champagne?
Where's my wine?
Where's my diamond ring? Where's my gin and tonic?
Where's my martini?
Yeah, you don't need these Special Olympics for these folks or build group homes for them so they can take care of themselves and have decency. No, let's parade them around like shrunken heads tied around some New Guinea native's waist. The people he's taking out. Trophies of death and destruction. Okay, so here's the headline from Infowars.com. UN Advisory Group unveils legal framework to decriminalize pedophilia, with all the links and subparagraphs for you. Breitbart also has a UN issues report pushing for normalization and decriminalization of pedophilia. But you know how we do it here. We don't just read you a headline and like the establishment does, they'll give you evidence. We actually show you. So this is being adopted by the UN, 2 years plus in the making, 60-plus judges around the world. The 8 March principles for a human rights-based approach to criminal law prescribing conduct associated with sex, reproduction, drug use, HIV, homelessness, and poverty, which they're inducting people into, and the report just came out a few days ago. But it's listed as March, though we are now in April. All right, let's go ahead and go through this. And again, it's all how they're going to brainwash the kids and take them away from the parents. It's everything you've already seen. It's how you don't have to disclose you've got HIV and you can give it to people, just like the California law they passed. Everything you see happening in our states is being run by these people. And it just continues on. We have the table of contents where it explains that there's no harm done to a child if they're consenting in the sex. I'm actually going to show you the subsection. So this is the bioethics. This is the program. This is the plan, the process, the structure, preamble to what they are going to do. The basic principles of criminal law. We've got principle 1, principle 2, principle 3, principle 4. Principle of legality, harm principle, individual criminal liability, voluntary act requirement. And this is all how the lawyers protect themselves, they think. You opt in, they tell you the vaccines are safe and everything's wonderful and they've all been tested. None of that's true. And the fine print, it says not tested. We have no liability if you get sick or die. But if you opt in, well, they can do it. Now they're saying your 5-year-old can. They're saying they can opt in. Here is Section 8. And we can also put up the Greg Reese report. It's got nice screenshots of this in HD for people. Let's look at, in Section 8, let's look at Principle 16. This is on page 22. Consensual sexual conduct. Consensual sexual conduct, irrespective of the type of sexual activity, the sex, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression, the people involved in their marital status may not be criminalized in any circumstance. Consensual same sex as well as consensual different sex sexual relations or consensual sexual relations, whether between trans, non-binary, or other gender diverse people. And now they say the children can identify as adults. Or outside marriage, whether premarital or extramarital, may therefore never be criminalized. That's also about breaking the family up. With respect to the enforcement of criminal law, any prescribed minimum age of consent to sex must be applied to a non-discriminatory manner. Enforcement may not be linked to the sex, gender of participants, or the age of consent to marriage, or age of consent to sex. Moreover, sexual conduct involving persons below the domestically prescribed minimum, whatever your country is, they override it, age of consent to sex may be consensual in fact, if not in law. In this context, the enforcement of criminal law should reflect the rights and capacity of persons under the age of 18 or age to make decisions about engaging in consensual sexual conduct and their right to be heard in matters concerning them, pursuant to where evolving capabilities and progressive autonomy, persons under 18 years of age should participate in decisions affecting them with due regard to their age, maturity, and best interest, as with specific attention to non-discriminating guarantees. And it goes on. So here's how it works. We've shown all these articles the past few weeks. Everybody knows about it. But I've got some examples right here where they tell your 8-year-old, you're really a girl, you're really a boy. Don't tell your parents. And then the parents find out, we'll protect you. And then they have bills passed in places like Washington State to take you, put you in the facility, never tell your parents where you went, and not tell your parents that they took you. You don't even know where your child is. It's on the news. Where's Jenny? Well, your name's already changed to Bobby. I mean, they're jumping over the line a million miles. I mean, they're not crossing the line. They are just absolutely no parental rights. Your children belong to us. We'll give them abortions. We'll sterilize them. We'll cut their genitals off. We'll take them away from you. We won't tell you where they are. I mean, this is what every authoritarian state does. They just usually turn their kids into spies and workers and soldiers. But the globalists are like, oh, we're going to sterilize them and turn them into sex workers. That's what they have in these career days in middle school all over the country. Again, from Texas to Colorado to Michigan, it's all over, where they come in and have prostitutes and people tell the kids what a great job it is. I mean, this is just next level, ladies and gentlemen. California bill proposes fines, jail times for those who harass teachers over gendered ideology and teaching. That means criticizing them at the school boards. Remember him sending the FBI to the school boards 2 years ago? So this is very, very, very serious. Washington bill to allow medical transgender interventions on minors without parental consent. But that's not even the meat of it. It's the taking the child away. So, that's just some of the information. Then we've got this happening. Illegal aliens who are LGBTQ, including children, may not be detained under Democrats' new bill. This is actually a human smuggling bill. I'm going to get to that next hour. But they are hitting on all cylinders. It's their big takeover. And this just in, House passes trans athlete ban. We'll have more on that coming up. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to start the next hour. We've got a bunch of other news about the election and Elon Musk and wars and a giant gold heist, one of the biggest in world history. And then Bill Gates is putting a secret ingredient in much of your food. But that's just not coming to light. It's obviously highly toxic. And, of course, linked to infertility, of course. Oh, yeah, half the produce of the country has been sprayed with it. You might want to know about that. That's all coming up next hour. But please remember, we have high-quality supplements that are tested to the highest standards that are pure and clean and amazing and that have great results in 5-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how we're able to fund ourselves with the population backing us and commissioning us to do this operation. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Again, if just 1% more of the listeners and viewers go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, we won't just be stabilized. We'll be able to radically expand in the face of this tyranny. This couldn't be a more important time in human development, and I'm very blessed to be here, very blessed you've supported us. So I humbly ask you to get great products that will enrich your life at InfoWarsStore.com. TurboForce, the incredible 10-hour clean energy and free workout and so many other things. So good for you, all these amino acids and more. It is the incredible formula. It's 25% off back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We also have the Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Real Red Bull Plus selling out, an amazing 40% off. The best CBD oil out there at about half the price others sell it for. So good for your joints and bones, neurological system. A lot of great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got T-shirts back in. Alex Jones, your president, and the Trump mugshot T-shirts. Thank you all for your support. Hour number two, straight ahead. Please stay with us.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.